remember years ago watching our next guest play at Schoelkopf Field as an underclassman with the likes of Rob Pinnell and Steve Mock and Matt Donovan and Max Van Borgandian, and thinking to myself, this kid's got some potential. Fast forward now, he's a three-time All-American at CU. He found success in the pros. He's been with the program since graduation, and now he's the Richard M. Moran, head coach of men's lacrosse, and that's Connor Busick. And he joins us now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Connor, congratulations. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. What's it like being the one in charge of one of the most prestigious programs in the country?
It's quite an incredible honor, but you know, obviously, something that takes, there's a lot of challenges ahead. I'm fortunate to be sitting in this seat now and really, really fortunate to have Jordan Stevens by my side. But obviously, dealing with the environment in the world today is a challenge in itself. And then dealing with turmoil within the program and all that sort of stuff. So just excited for the opportunity to work with these great young men.
Can you take me through the timeline of events over the last week when you found out that Pete would be leaving for JHU and the process of Andy Noel promoting you?
Sure. So, starting on Sunday evening, a lazy Sunday pretty quickly turned into a very busy Sunday. Got the call from Pete and let me know that he was moving on. You know, it was the right decision for him and his family. So we wish him nothing but the best. And then from there, had to figure out what our situations look like. And I know, myself and Jordan really wanted to be a part of this thing and wanted to be a part of this thing long term. And we were fortunate that the administration felt similarly. And certainly the confidence of those guys to move as quickly and decisively as they did to show how much they wanted us to be here and be a part of this thing moving forward, and really to show confidence in the process that we've been building and working on and building some momentum over the years. Was really exciting to us. And so, sometime between Sunday and into Monday, they made it very clear to us that they wanted us to stay and be leading this thing. And by Monday afternoon, we were basically signed, sealed, and delivered. And so just had to wait for some final things to be completed. And then by Tuesday, we were official. So it was a very quick process. Obviously, a lot of things happening at once, but certainly all good things.
Do you remember the conversation with Andy and maybe one of the big things that he said about you and or Jordan, something that resonated with you that made you say, yeah, you know what, this is what I want to do and I want to stick around here and be at this place long term?
Yeah, more than anything, it's just the fact that we're Cornell guys.
Yeah.
You know, we've invested a ton in this program, and certainly the seat I'm sitting in is indicative of the experience that I had over my 4 years here. I had such an incredible experience, and not all that being, on the up and up. There was a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of, soul searching and figuring out, how to grow up, how to be a man, how to face adversity. And it was all stuff that I think in the long run ended up being the best lessons I've ever learned in my life. And so understanding the culture, understanding the tradition, understanding, the values and how we do things here was a huge part of Andy's confidence in myself and Jordan and the reason why they wanted to keep us on board to keep this thing moving forward.
Connor Busick, our guest here on BTL, the new head coach of the Cornell men's lacrosse team. You know, I kind of think back on those who have led this team, and besides you and Ben DeLuca, I don't think there have been any true Cornellians who have gone from being a member of the team to actually leading the team. And if there have been some, it doesn't seem like many. So what's that like for you, knowing that you truly bleed big red and you've gone through that process of being a player to now the head coach?
Yeah, like I said, it's a special opportunity to coach at this program and to be the one that is kind of stewarding this thing. You know, big red lacrosse is so much bigger than any one person or one regime. And certainly this is a place that, big red lacrosse is what it is, and it has been far before I got here, and I hope it will be far after I leave. The only expectation now that I'm sitting in the seat is to make sure to leave it better than I found it.
If I heard this correctly, you recently said that when you first came to Cornell, you didn't think you were at the right place. Is that true?
Facing those first, couple hiccups and trying to figure out, to grow as a young man and as a freshman that, was struggling a little bit in school and struggling a little bit on the field. I was trying to find my way, and certainly, you know, there were those moments of uncertainty. And certainly pushing through those and really overcoming those first big challenges in my life and the real first adversity that I had faced coming from high school into this program was big for me. And so certainly at the time I look back on now and couldn't be more grateful for, you know, the challenges that were presented to me. And certainly we tell that to every family that's on a recruiting visit here. You know, this place is tough. It's challenging. It's going to push you to your limits. And it, a lot of it shapes how we recruit and the type of young men that we need in this program. And you see it, I think, every day from the guys that we have here are such incredible ambassadors of this university because they're just tough. They deal with adversity as well as any. There's a lot going on between the academic rigors and the weather and, you know, the type of challenges we put them in. And certainly it takes a certain type of unique individual to be very successful here.
What in the world would your freshman self think? Rising through the ranks as an All-American, then being an assistant coach, and now the head coach of Cornell lacrosse, if that's the case.
I think if you added a little clarity to that situation back then, it would have been a little easier to deal with the uncertainty. But I don't think I would have ever imagined if you talked to me my freshman fall here, and, you know, certainly into the beginning of the spring. But by the end of that freshman year, I was sold. You know, this place was for me. I was excited about the direction it was taking me. And the experience it was giving me, and certainly the ability to be a part of something so much bigger than yourself is an incredible experience. And it takes a little perspective taking to really understand that. But once you get to that point, you know, it's all gratitude for what this program's done for me.
For sure. Connor Busick, the Richard M. Moran head coach of men's lacrosse at Cornell, joining us here on BTL. Well, we're in some really weird times right now, obviously. And during this pandemic, how have you been able to keep things moving right along and keep things in order during these crazy times?
You know, we've just been trying to do as much as we can from home. Obviously, a lot changed this week. But prior to this, just making sure we were checking in with our players, make sure they're staying safe, doing well, transitioning to online class as well, making sure that their families were doing well, you know, all that sort of stuff. Make sure we're just taking the time to check in because we're not seeing them day to day anymore. You know, we are socially distant, but we want to make sure that we're not actually distant. And so doing that has been a big part of our job now. And certainly now making sure that, you know, guys are feeling good about the situation and comfortable, and obviously, and so many other factors going on to add this to it. We just want to make sure they're all doing well. And then outside of that, you know, just trying to keep everything on track to make sure that we're prepared for whatever the recruiting season looks like this summer, to make sure that, you know, we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's, even though if we're not going to the office every single day, not going out to practice. Making sure that everything is staying in order, though, and ready to hit the ground running as soon as we get the all clear.
I was just thinking about that when it comes to recruiting. I remember when you first started as an assistant coach over there and playing professionally, your schedule was nuts, and you were flying here and there and everywhere, and it was absolutely crazy. I know there's a lot of uncertainty, I'm sure, but do you have a plan in place just in case you're not allowed to go about during the summer months to recruit and really convince players to suit up for the Big Red?
Sure. Yeah, we don't know what any of that's going to look like. Obviously, we're waiting to hear more information. Yeah. I think just like most things right now, there's certainly more questions than there are answers. But, you know, we're prepared. You know, if we're not able to get out and see a single kid play this summer, you know, we got to leverage our relationships and use technology and use YouTube and different film softwares to make sure that we're up to date and we're understanding who's out there. And certainly those relationships that we have and the guys that we trust that coach high school teams or club teams or just guys in general that are pretty in the know, we got to rely on those relationships to give us a pretty good idea. But I think it's going to be interesting. It's something that I don't think anybody's ever even considered going into a year of recruiting without really seeing much of these guys. And certainly at that time in their high school careers to be going, you know, into their junior year is when we can start recruiting those guys September 1st of their junior year. We can start making contact. That's a big point. You know, that's a big time in their lives when they're, you know, they're growing, they're developing. There's a lot of moving pieces, whether it's their grades, whether it's their athletic ability, whether they're just maturing as, you know, young adults. And so I think it's going to be certainly an interesting time. We're going to have to, you know, figure this out and feel it out one step at a time. But, you know, we're excited for that challenge.
Yeah. Have you been able to address the team yet, or is that something that you're still working on because of how quickly all of this has happened?
Yeah, we actually got an opportunity to address the team, and honestly, it wasn't even planned at when we set the Zoom meeting with the group. We didn't know the outcome, and we didn't know it was going to come so quickly, but obviously in the wake of Coach leaving, we had to make sure that these guys were okay and that they're being taken care of. And so myself and Jordan set a Zoom meeting with the team for the next day because we thought it had gotten a little too late in the evening to just simply catch up. And these guys are still in school all day. So by, you know, the evening, we had hoped to get on there and basically just assure them that we were here for them. And if they need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and all that sort of good stuff. And then by that time, we had already gotten the announcement and literally had just gotten off the call with the administration and found out that they were going to keep both of us. So certainly went from being, you know, less of a certain call to obviously good news. And so I think everybody felt that sigh of relief after just, you know, 24 hours of uncertainty or so.
Yeah, I want to talk shop for just one moment because the offense the last few seasons has been so, so great, and you're a big part of the reason why. What is your offensive philosophy, and are things going to change a little bit more now that you're the one in charge?
I think, you know, in terms of philosophy, we just want to play simple, fast-paced brand of lacrosse. Yeah. You know, we want to play high percentage lacrosse. We want to make sure we're working for great shots and creating great opportunities, and it starts with six guys working together. And so, you know, this group is such a special group. I think, you know, their ball players are going to be ball players. We've got a system in place. We want to make it as simple as possible. We want to be great at the details of it, and then from there, you know, I want to let them run with it. This is a player's game, and fortunately, I'm able to have that perspective from still being on the playing side and kind of seeing through those eyes. But those guys are fantastic. They do a great job. They buy into the unselfish nature in which we're asking them to play, and it's reflected in our efficiency and our shooting percentage. And so, you know, all the credit goes to those guys. Certainly, as we move forward and, you know, stepping into the head coaching role, I don't think much is going to change. You know, Peter was fantastic of giving us our freedom to run our sides of the ball. And certainly, you know, he kept a close eye on us and made sure that, that, you know, everything was up to standard and what he was expecting of us. But certainly, you know, he was able to give us a lot of our leash to do what we feel is right, as long as we could defend it and, you know, implement it right. And so I don't expect a whole lot of change kind of moving forward, especially on the offensive end.
And real quick before I let you run, you mentioned that you've been fortunate to still be on the playing side. What does that playing side look like for you and your career now that you're the head coach? Have you had a chance to think about that and weigh your options, or not quite yet?
Honestly, I haven't really gotten a chance to dive into that one yet. Obviously, new role and responsibility, and got to make sure I'm doing everything to take care of Cornell lacrosse first, but certainly not something that I expected quite this soon. Mm-hmm. Certainly honored and excited for the opportunity, but not something that I saw coming as of, you know, maybe even late last week. So still working through all those details, but excited to figure that all out in the near future.
That's great. Connor, so happy for you, man. We're really, really excited to see what you bring to the program down the road after what was a great career and what's been a great coaching career for you. So, so happy that you are now the head coach of Cornell Men's Lacrosse. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Stay safe and be well, okay?
Thanks so much. Take care.